Shavi. Vayitzav Moshe es ha-Levim, and Moshe commanded the Levim, Noisei Aroin Brit Hashem, the ones who carried the Aroin, Lamor saying, Lo koyach take a Sefer HaTorah hazeh, this Sefer Torah which I just wrote, v'samtem oisoi, and place it mitzad Aroin Brit Hashem alekechem, on the side of the Aroin, v'hoyashom b'chol ha'ed, and it will be over there for you as a witness. What does it mean, place this Sefer Torah on the side of the Aroin? There is a machloikis in Masech de Baba Basra of what this means. According to one man, Omar, it means that it was placed outside the Aron, because there was a board that protruded from the Aron, and the Sefer Torah was placed on the side of the Aron on the outside. However, the other man, Omar, in Masech de Baba Basra, learns that it was placed inside the Aron, and when the Pasuk says that it was placed on the side of the Aron, it means on the side of the Luchos that were inside the Aron. Because I know your rebelliousness, and your stiff neck, behold, while I am still alive with you today, you have been rebels against Hashem, and surely after my death you will rebel. Gather to me all the elders of your shvatim, v'shoytereichem, and your officers. Although typically Klal Yisrael were gathered together through the blowing of the chatzitzrois, the trumpets, on this day they were not used, because the pasuk says in Parshas Bahaloscha, "Asei lecha shtei chatzitzrois kesef, make for yourself two silver trumpets, lecha for yourself and not for Yahushua." Yahushua was not allowed to use these trumpets, and they therefore were hidden after Moshe's time, and even on this last day of Moshe's life, the chatzitzrois were not used. Since the pasuk says ve'ein shultoin b'yom hamoves, there is no rulership on the day of death, and since the blowing of the chatzitzrois was a symbol of royalty, they were not used on the last day of Moshe's life, but rather Klal Yisrael were gathered without the use of the trumpets. So gather before me the elders of your shvatim and your officers, va'adabra ba'oznehem, and I will speak in their ears, es ha'devar mo'ele, these things referring to shiras ha'azinu. And I will testify against them, es ha-shomayim ve'es-ha-oretz, the shomayim and the oretz, who will be witnesses against you. And although at the end of Parashas Nitzavim, Moshe had already said that the shomayim and oretz would be witnesses against them, over there he was talking to Klal Yisrael, telling them, you should know that the witnesses will be the shomayim ve'oretz. However, over here, Moshe was speaking to the shomayim ve'oretz, telling them, you shomayim ve'oretz will be witnesses against Klal Yisrael. Kiyodati, because I know, achrei moisi, after my death, ki hashchis tashchisun, you will surely act corruptly, v'sartem min aderech, and you will turn away from the path, asher tzivisi eschem, that I have commanded you, v'karos eschem haro ba'achros hayomim, and you will encounter the evil at the end of days, ki sa'asu es hara be'ini Hashem, when you will do what is evil in the eyes of Hashem, l'hach isai, to anger him, b'ma'ase yodechem, with the work of your hand. And Rashi is bothered, how can Moshe say that after my death, Klal Yisrael will surely act corruptly, if the pasuk in Sefer Yahushua says clearly that Klal Yisrael served Hashem all the days of Yahushua? Therefore Rashi tells us that the Talmud, the student of a person, is beloved on that person kigufoi, like the person himself. And therefore a person's Talmud is considered like the person himself, and when Moshe says that after my death, Klal Yisrael will act corruptly, he means after my death and after the death of Yahushua, who is just like me. Shetalmidei shel Odom chaviv olav kigufay. Vayidaver Moshe, and Moshe said, Ba'oznei kol kahal Yisrael, in the ears of the whole congregation of Klal Yisrael, es divrei hashira hazois, the words of this song of Ha'azinu, atumam, until their conclusion. And the Hemek Dover asks, over here in Pasuk Lamed, it says that Moshe said the shira to everyone, kol kahal Yisrael. However, earlier in Pasuk Chof Ches, it says that he only gathered the chashuvim, the elders of your shvatim, and your officers. Hemek Dover answers, since Moshe was telling them words of admonishment, they needed a zeros, a push, in order to come in here. Therefore, he first gathered the important people, ziknei sheftechem v'shekreichem, and once they came, kol kahal Yisrael followed. In this pasuk it says that Moshe said the shira to all of Klal Yisrael. Why is this repeated later on in Parshas Hazinu, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Dalet, where there it says again, Vayovei Moshe, and Moshe came, Vayedaber es kol divrei hashira hazois, and he said all the words of this song of Ha'azinu, Be'ozne ha'om, in the ears of the om. Secondly, here it says Ad Tumam, until their conclusion, and there it does not say the words Ad Tumam. The Malbum and Ponim Yofos explain that the Shira was said by Moshe twice. The first time, saying it quickly from beginning to end without interruption. Then it was repeated slowly, explaining each pasuk as it was said. Over here, the pasuk is referring to the first time that Moshe said the Shira. Ad Tumam, it was said until its conclusion without interruption. In Parashas Ha'azinu, it is referring to the more detailed repetition of the Shira. And since it wasn't said from beginning to end in one shot, it does not say Ad Tumam. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chavov, Lo Koyach, K'moy Zohar, just like the word Zohar, which means always remember. Shomar, always observe. Holoich, always go. So too, Lokayach means always take. The Leviim have to make sure that the Torah is always on the side of the Oren. Mitzad Aroin Bris Hashem on the side of the Oren, Zak Rashi. Nechluku Boy Chachmi Yisrael Bebaba Basra. Our Chachomim have a machloikis and Mesechta Baba Basra. Yesh Mehem Ormim. Some say, Daf Hoya Boylate, a board was protruding Mina Oren from the Oren, Mibachutz on the outside. Bisham Hoya Munach, and that's where the Sefer Torah was resting. Yesh Ormim, and some say, Mitzad Haluchais Hoya Munach Besecha Oren. That the Sefer Torah was resting on the side of the Luchais inside the Oren. And when the Pasuk says, Bitzara Oren, it means on the side of the Luchais inside the Oren. Zok Rashi Hakilu Elai, gather to me. On that day, they did not gather the nation with the trumpets. Vishenemar, because the Pasuk says, Asei Lecha, make for yourself, for Moshe Rabbeinu, make the trumpets. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give Yehoshua any authority over these trumpets. And even during Moshe's lifetime, it was hidden on the day of his death. To fulfill what the Pasuk says in Keheles, there is no rulership on the day of death. And since the trumpets symbolize royalty, therefore they were not fit to be used on the day of Moshe's death. And Klal Yisrael were gathered without the Chatzaytzeres. And I will call to be witnesses against you the heaven and earth. Vim Tomer Rashi asks, Hare Kfar Heid Lamalo, the Pasuk already says earlier in Parashas Nitzavim, Ha'idoisu Bachem Hayoim, that I am calling the heaven and earth as witnesses against you. And that Rashi answers, Hosam Li Yisrael Omar. Over there, Moshe was speaking to Klal Yisrael, telling Klal Yisrael that the Shemayim and Oretz will be witnesses against you. However, he never told the heaven and earth. The Achshav, over here in this Pasuk, Bo Loimar, he is coming to say, Ha'azinu HaShemayim, take ear and listen, heaven. He is speaking to the heaven and the earth, and he is telling them, Atem Edai, you are my witnesses. Acharei Moisi ki hashcheis tashchisum, after my death, you surely will act corruptly. Freit Rashi, V'harei kol yimos Yehoshua le'yishchisu. All the days of Yeshua, Klal Yisrael did not act corruptly. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Yeshua, Vayavdu ha'omes Hashem kol yimei Yeshua, and Klal Yisrael served Hashem for all the days of Yeshua. On that Rashi answers, Mikan, from here we learn, Shetalmido shel Odom, a person's student, Chaviv Olav Kigufoi, is beloved upon him like his own body. Yeshua was beloved to Moshe like Moshe himself. Shekozman she Yeshua chai, as long as Yeshua was living, it appeared to Moshe as if he himself was living. And when Moshe said that after my death, Klal Yisrael will act corruptly, he meant after my death and the death of Yehoshua.